Lori was on with us last spring. We were broadcasting from the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts as part of the spring open house, and it was a pleasure to have her there, but I was really eager to have her join us in our studios here where we can set up a little bit more luxuriously with, not that that was a bad setup, but we have a little more equipment here, and we'll get to know her throughout this hour, and we'll also get to meet some kids who are going to join her on the next song and maybe a few others. But right now, I'll turn it over to her for her first song. Please join me in welcoming Lori Pierce.
Thank you, Larry. It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Old Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Lori Pierce at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think that's an Alison Krauss song.
It was actually written by Keith Whitley.
Okay.
And Alison Krauss did record it.
Yeah, I thought so. It's a pretty song. We're gonna open up the door in a little bit, I think, because there's some kids here. And I'll take care of that to let some kids, I think, on your next song, some kids
sure.
might join you. Now, you've been playing for almost 5 years to the day.
Yes.
And it's an amazing accomplishment. I know you're in Mount Lebanon now. Are you originally from this area?
I'm from Brockway, which is about 100 miles northeast of Pittsburgh.
And what inspired you to pick up the guitar just 5 years ago?
Yeah, I guess I always wanted to do it since I was a girl. And just as an adult, having children, I thought it would be a really great experience to be able to play the guitar and sing for my children. And so I tried, and here we are.
Well, that's terrific. And since Lori plays at a lot of libraries, and you've been in some coffee houses too, I think.
I have,
playing.
Yeah.
And it's really been terrific that you've been able to do that. Now, I know the next song has a sing-along element. Ricky's out there recruiting right
okay.
now
we'll
to see
how
if
many
anybody
we get.
Wants to come in and sing. I see a couple girls. You're going to want to be by our red and yellow microphones here so that we can hear you. And in fact, you can either sit or stand, whichever's better, the yellow one here too, because the green one isn't on. Why don't we meet you guys? Thank you for lowering that. And what's your name?
Grace.
Oh, hang on, Grace. I should actually turn your microphone on. I think I did that. Are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I don't have your mic on. Hang on, Grace. Just give me time. I'll figure out what I did wrong here. I'll meet you first. I'll come back to Grace. What's your name?
Lucy.
Lucy's mic is on. And how old are you, Lucy?
7.
And who are you here with today?
Grace.
Grace. You and Grace are both here together. That's nice. Let me try Grace one more time. Hang on a minute, Grace. Yes, you should be here now. Hello.
Hello.
There you are. How old are you?
7.
And it's nice that you're here. And let's meet you. What's your name?
Henry.
Hi, Henry. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And then all the way over here, these mics on watch your head aren't working, so we got to use the red mic. What's your name?
Claudia.
Claudia. How old are you?
9.
So what I'm going to do is put this red mic between the two of you and this yellow mic between the two of you so you can all sing together. And then I'm going to turn to Lori and ask what we're going to be singing.
Well, we're going to sing it's a Halloween song.
Ooh.
And it's called My Zombie. And what I did was I took a tune that many people might recognize. We'll see at the end if Larry can guess what the tune is. But I changed the words and I made it about a zombie for Halloween. So I need you to listen to the story as I start to tell it. But when it's time for you to sing, I'll just motion for you kids, and you can sing along with me.
And
okay?
If you want to hear really well, you can put some headphones on. They all work. And let me know, are they too loud? Can you hear me okay? And you'll be able to hear yourself singing, too.
Okay. So here we go. Whoops. I have to change one thing.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
It's 24 now after 11.
Okay, here we go, kids. You ready? My zombie climbed out of his coffin. I thought he was coming with me. He turned in another direction. Oh, where could my zombie be? This is your part. Ready? Bring back, oh, bring back my zombie to me. Bring back, bring back. Bring back my zombie to me. That's very good. Okay, now just listen to the story now. I looked, but I could not find him. He's never done this before. He'll probably scare lots of people if he grows in the grocery store. Sing with me.
Bring back, oh, bring back my zombie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my zombie to me.
I'm wondering where he might be. I'm thinking maybe the park. I hope he won't be lost forever. He's scary and mean when it's dark. Here we go, kids.
Bring back, oh, bring back my zombie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my zombie to me.
Thank you, kids. That was great.
You guys did great. Give yourselves a big hand. And Lori, too. Boy, oh boy, you sounded good. Wasn't it fun to hear yourself, too, as you were singing?
You know what? Since we had a little trouble with the microphones, can they just stay there and we'll do the other sing-along?
Absolutely.
And just do it
now? And yeah, okay. They sound just fine, and we'll do another sing-along song together. Boy, you guys, does anybody sing in a group or with a chorus or anything? You guys sound good. Who does?
I used to.
You do? Okay. What schools do you go? Let's meet more of you. Grace is here, right? What school do you go to?
St. Bernard's.
And Lucy, what school do you go to?
St. Bernard.
Also? And is it Henry?
Yes.
What school do you go to?
St. Bernard.
Oh, everybody. And I forget your first name.
Claudia.
It was the last, you were the last. You guys have all been here before, I think.
We were at the other place.
Yeah, I thought so. Claudia, do you go to St. Bernard's too?
Yeah.
Okay, no wonder you guys sing so well together. We have another song coming up. It's 27 minutes after 11 o'clock. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Public Radio, Saturday mornings, and thank you for tuning in. And what's our next one?
Well, the next song is a song that I wrote, and I wrote it with the children at school one day. Last year, and it was in preparation for Johnny Appleseed Day.
Oh.
So basically, the teacher invited me in, and I thought, well, what can we do that would be a little bit creative and kind of teach the kids about music? So sort of in front of them, I wrote the song, and I think they got to see it all, you know, sort of unfold in front of them. But we'd like to do it now. It's called His Name Was Johnny. You kids ready? Did you ever look in an apple and inside you will see a little tiny something? It's called a seed. If you plant an apple seed, it will start to grow and it will grow into an apple tree. Don't you know? There was a boy named Johnny who planted apple trees. He grew up to be a nice man planting trees for you and me. Okay, kids, sing. Here we go. His name was Johnny, Johnny Appleseed. 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 Johnny liked apples and he ate them every day. He traveled from here to there, planting seeds along the way. Johnny wore a pot instead of wearing a hat. He needed his pot for cooking, and he always knew where it was at. When you eat an apple, please remember Johnny's name. Folks loved old John Chapman, and we still love him today. His name was Johnny, Johnny Appleseed. 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 Bite, bite, crunch, crunch, munch, munch, mmm. Bite, bite, crunch, crunch, munch, munch, mmm. Bite, bite, crunch, crunch, munch, munch, mmm. Bite, bite, crunch, crunch, munch, munch, mmm.
Johnny, Johnny Appleseed, we love you. Johnny, Johnny Appleseed, we love you. Johnny, Johnny Appleseed, we love you. And Johnny, we love apples too. And Johnny,
what a great job. Well done. What a nice song. Thank you, all of you, Claudia and Lucy and Henry. And wait a minute now. Claudia, Lucy, Henry, and how can I need the first letter of your name. G. How can I do that? Grace. How can I forget Grace? That's one of my favorite names. Thank you for being here. My name's Larry. And here, you should have a tattoo, a temporary tattoo. That I'll give you each a couple that you can take with us while Lori's getting ready. And here's a couple for Grace and a couple for Claudia. And what would you like to do next, do you think?
Thanks, kids.
Thanks, kids, and what a great job they did. And hey, Lucy, do you see that little doorstop right there? Could you sort of kick that out? Because that way I think Lori will be more comfortable. You'll be able to hear yourself a little bit better. They sounded great. It's really a gift to be able to play with kids the way you're able to and to have them sing with you. You sound good, and you seem so natural doing it, too.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it very much.
What would you like to do next?
Well, I'd like to do another Halloween song. We'll sort of close out the Halloween and autumn block here. It's a song I wrote called Creepy Town, and I wrote it actually for an event where the Boy Scouts were going to be at a bonfire about 4 years ago. So keep in mind, when you hear the lyrics, I was attempting to make a bunch of boys laugh.
Okay.
So anyway, I'll just begin with that now.
And with you, not at you.
So absolutely not. No, and they laughed. They really did. So you'll hear things like eyeballs and maggots and all those things that boys would find disgusting, but at the same time love. So hopefully everyone will enjoy it. Okay.
Here's Lori Pierce again.
Here we go. There is a creature, so I've been told. He eats kids for breakfast. They fill up his bowl. Do you believe me? Do you think it's true? Oh, no, you don't? Well, let me tell another one to you. There is a man with brains on his face. His guts are exposed all over the place. He has eyeballs for legs that squish when he walks, and maggots crawl out of his mouth when he talks. It's Creepy Town in Pennsylvania, where the creatures are wild, though they try to tame ya. If you like to be scared, and I think you do, come to Creepy Town and let the creature scare you. There is a girl with pumpkins for feet. She likes to wear costumes whenever she eats. She makes pumpkin pie and pumpkin bread too. And she puts the leftover pumpkin slop in her shoes. It's Creepy Town in Pennsylvania, where the creatures are wild, though they try to tame ya. If you like to be scared, and I think you do, come to Creepy Town and let the creatures scare you. There is a monster, so it's been said. Blow slime from his nose and onto your head. It makes you fluorescent. You'll glow in the dark, and you'll never need a flashlight on a walk in the park. It's Creepy Town in Pennsylvania, where the creatures are wild, though they try to tame ya. If you like to be scared, and I think you do, come to Creepy Town. It's Creepy Town in Pennsylvania, where the creatures are wild, though they try to tame ya. If you've got friends, and I think you do, come to Creepy Town. Come to Creepy Town and let us all scare you.
That's a nice song. That's Lori Pierce. And you've written other songs too.
I have.
I mean, you started, I think, writing. Did you start writing before playing the guitar?
I did not. No.
But did you, around the same time you started to learn how to play?
I did. There is some recollection, and my friends can remember some things in, like, high school where I would be making up little jingles. So I always entertained, you know, with music verbally, but I just didn't think that, I just didn't think it was worth anything.
What kind of jingle? Do you remember jingles from high school?
Well, one thing that someone recalled for me, and then I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds like something I would have done. But apparently I wrote a Driver's Ed song where I had parodied. Do you remember this song, Jack and Diane? It was an old John Cougar Mellencamp song.
This is a story about Jack and Diane.
Yeah, so it was probably like little ditty about Jack and Diane, you know, two American kids driving fast as they can. And then, of course, it would have been a DUI incident. But I think I made my point, and I seem to recall I passed driver's ed, so there you go.
Isn't it funny when other people can remember things that you did that you can't remember doing?
It's scary.
Yeah, and I have that happen to me a lot. I really admire you for, you know, picking up an instrument relatively later than some people do.
Sure.
I mean, it's not as if lots of people pick up and decide to play instruments at an early age, like even before high school, but you know, you did it after having your kids, and right, and just wanting to be able to play for your kids and to play for your own pleasure too.
True,
and it
absolutely
really seems to have worked out.
Yeah, and maybe to some degree because I had wanted to do it, I suppose, secretly for so long that when I did decide to do it, I was determined I was going to do it to the best of my ability.
Did you take lessons?
I did. Yeah, I started with a guitar teacher, and I don't do it so much now just because of, you know, the time commitments. And frankly, rather than sitting down and advancing, I suppose, my guitar skills, you know, I'd like to do it all, but there's not enough time in the day. And it seems like ideas come to me, and so I sit and write.
That's terrific. Now, are you performing publicly anytime soon?
I do, yeah. I'm returning to downtown Pittsburgh for Light Up Night 2009.
Great.
I was there last year. And so I'll be down on Smithfield Street at the Carnegie Library there. So if anybody wants to stop by, it'd be a great venue. We play from 5:30 to 7. And I periodically put little trios together with different musicians that I know, and just people that can sort of provide, you know, vocal background, or maybe do their own leads, and then I can do the vocal backgrounds for them, and more instruments, of course.
Well, terrific. Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about your set list ahead of time, but we probably have time for three or four more songs, whatever your preference is.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
I'd like to do a Doogie McLean song. It's called Caledonia.
Oh, that's a nice song.
So I'd like to do that for you now.
Lori Pierce, again, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me. These last few days I've been afraid that I might slip away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Now I have moved and kept on moving, proved the points that I've needed proving, lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I've kissed the lads and left them crying, stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I've traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere in the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Pierce at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a pretty song from Doogie McLean. It's 15 minutes before 12 noon. Thanks for tuning in. Every week we have live music at 11 o'clock and also at 10 o'clock typically. Usually at 10 it's a youth musician or ensemble, and at 11 we either have people regionally like Lori, or last week Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson. We're here from Vermont as they traveled through Pittsburgh. What next would you like to do?
Well, I wrote a song after the Super Bowl win.
Oh.
Would you like to hear that one?
Sure.
So starts out with a little bit of a chant, and the chant will appear elsewhere in the song. So if you're patient through the chant, and trust me, you'll see where this is going. Okay, here we go, everybody. Steelers, Steelers, we love the Steelers. 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 Well, get your terrible towel out now. We're gonna do this thing right. Grab your towel and lift your arm. Swing with all your might. Lift your voice on high with mine, sort of a rebel yell. Steeler Nation, friends of mine, six Super Bowl victories to tell. Oh, Steeler Nation, rise to your feet. Bring me one more victory, never defeat. Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers, shout it out loud. Oh, Steeler Nation, Pittsburgh proud. Steelers, Steelers, we love the Steelers. Steelers, Steelers, we love the Steelers. Bring your favorite Steeler gear and wear your favorite shirt. Steelers hats, scarves, and coats, getting ready for work. Painted faces in gold and black, diehard men with no shirts. Let it out with a mighty roar, till you think your chest might burst. Oh, Steeler Nation, rise to your feet. Bring me one more victory, never defeat. Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers, shout it out loud. Oh, Steeler Nation, Pittsburgh proud. Oh, Steeler Nation, six Super Bowls. Ben Roethlisberger, Santonio Holmes. James Harrison and Heath Miller too. Willie Parker and Troy Polamalu. Oh, Steeler Nation, just a few more. James Ferrier and the mighty Hines Ward. Lamar Woodley and Aaron Smith. Hey there, Coach Mike Tomlin. Thanks for giving us six. Steelers, Steelers, we love the Steelers. Steelers, Steelers, we love the Steelers. Oh, Steeler Nation, rise to your feet. Bring me one more victory, never defeat. Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers, shout it out loud. Oh, Steeler Nation, Pittsburgh proud. Oh, Steeler Nation, Pittsburgh's proud.
Lori Pierce with a song I'm sure gets requested, or that people like hearing.
That's actually the debut, Larry.
Oh, well, very good. You're right in time.
Exactly. We're getting ready for the season.
Right in time for the season, and I'm sure people will want to hear it. Speaking of time, we're I think we have time for one more, if that's okay with you. And I really thank you for being here. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. I've enjoyed it.
And you can look for Lori Pearce. It's P-E-A-R-C-E, by the way. It's like peace with an R. That's
exactly
the way I remember
it.
But that's not really very helpful, is it? Because there's two ways to spell peace. It's like the peace is in world peace with an R.
Right,
that's a better way, I guess. And look for her at Light Up Night next month and perhaps at a few other places between now and then. Thanks for being here. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Would you like to close
I'm going to close with my version of a Hank Williams song.
Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? You think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. If you wanna have fun, come along with me. Cooking, how's about cooking something up with me? I'm free and I'm ready, so we can go steady. How's about saving all your time for me? No looking, I know I've been a tooking. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence and find me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up with me?